music from The Godfather, and we also heard Annie Murray's new one, Broken Hearted Me. Orange JC's Haunted House, Ask Someone Who Came Last Year. Got some scores in to keep you posted on the football world. At the half, Southern California and California tied 7-7. Baylor 16, TCU 3, that's a final. Virginia Union 3, Virginia State nothing. And other final scores, Illinois and Minnesota tied 17-17, Iowa 24, Wisconsin 13. And we're going to hear from Linda Ronstadt and then our weekend special here at 6:15.
Some say the heart is just like a wheel. When you bend it, you can't mend it. But my
Ronstadt and Heart Like a Wheel. The Gospel Traveling Tears of Greenwood are presenting a program at the Mount Pisgah Baptist Church, True Blue, tonight at 7:30. Proceeds will benefit the Ladies Auxiliary of the Church. With the economy in a state of flux, 15.5% per prime interest, $400 an ounce gold, and the price of energy rising daily, many Americans are fearing another Great Depression, a rival to one of the 30s. In this first of a series of reports on the economy, Russ Roberts takes another look at the reasons behind the crash of Black Thursday.
It was 50 years ago this week that President Herbert Hoover said America's fundamental business was sound. This is a lesson in economics, but don't go away. It's also a lesson in human nature and how human nature can do us in. When Hoover told America its economy was okay, the stock market had already begun to crash. Of course, Hoover could not foresee the terrible tumble that would come on October 28th and 29th in 1929. But the market had already been shaken by Black Thursday, when almost 13 million shares, a record for that time, changed hands. Stocks plummeted until the bankers stepped in and bid up prices. The handwriting was on the wall, but Hoover and the rest of America would not see it. That's what this story is all about. Economist John Kenneth Galbraith says you can spot a bad case of speculation when investors escape into a new world of fantasy. Instead of being sold a bill of goods, they look for excuses to buy one. In 1929, the bill of goods the American public bought was the perpetually rising stock market. People seem to forget that prices could drop. That was a fatal error. It's true that times were good, for many people better than ever. There was extra money around, and people wanted to use it to make even more money, so they went to Wall Street. What enabled them to do that was credit. Financiers had evolved an easy money system that allowed people to buy stocks for as little as 10% of their value. When the stocks went up, as everyone expected they would, the other 90% could be paid off and the profit reinvested. In order to buy on margin, you had to put down your 10 or 20% and leave the stocks you bought with your broker as collateral. But the thing everyone forgot was that if the stocks lost value, the margin would have to be upped in order to keep the loan secured. What made people forget was human nature. Times were indeed fine. Everyone predicted unparalleled prosperity. Even the president was saying all was well, and no one wanted it to be any other way. After all, who would want to give up such prosperity, such easy money, and the excitement of knowing that you too could get rich quick? So they were forced to give it up. And what followed was the Great Depression. When the market started slipping, the margin call started, and the paper chain unraveled, as did many, many dreams. With this feature for Radio Orange, I'm Russ Roberts.
Thank you there, Russ. Most interesting to think that just 50 years ago, we were in the beginning of the Great Depression. Turning to something maybe a little more cheerful is the weather forecast for tomorrow. National Weather Service says that tomorrow should be a little bit milder. Temperatures may be in the 60s.